Chair recognizes the gentleman from the 63rd to explain his amendment. Loop having read his objection, Chair hears none.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment is pretty basic. Basically says in any fiscal year in which any one of nine retirement funds, public employee retirement funds, whether it be the public employee retirement system, the deputy sheriff retirement system, the West Virginia State Police Death, Disability, and Retirement Fund, West Virginia State Police Retirement System, the State Teachers Retirement System, West Virginia Higher Education Retirement Plan, and a couple others, are not at least 80% funded or more of the actuarial accrued liabilities, then no deposits will be made in the future fund. And to put it bluntly, it's the right thing to do, because we need to fund our future liabilities before we start making future funds. And reserve the right to close, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from the 16th, Delegate Craig.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to urge rejection of the gentleman's amendment to the amendment for a couple reasons. If you look at paragraph 2 in the amendment, it refers to the deputy sheriff's retirement system. That is actually not a state-funded plan now, so we would be diverting state funds into that. Similarly, paragraph 6, the higher education retirement plan, that is not a state-funded plan, not even administered by the CPRB. So that would be out of the scope of what we were normally trying to fund. Paragraph 7, the West Virginia Emergency Medical Services Retirement System, that is not a state-funded retirement plan. And lastly, the teacher's defined contribution system, being that it's a defined contribution system, that's the contribution is rate is fixed by the state. I'm not sure I'd follow the rationale of including that in a plan that would divert state funds to it. Mr. Speaker, for all those reasons, I urge rejection of the gentleman's amendment to the amendment.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from the 63rd to close debate. The gentleman from the 63rd to close debate.
I ask unanimous consent to reform the amendment, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from the 63rd asks unanimous consent to reform the amendment. Is there objection?
I move to amend the amendment.
The gentleman from the 63rd moves to reform the amendment. All those in favor of the gentleman's motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
The noes appear to have it. The noes do have it. Declare the motion rejected. Do you wish to close debate?
Yeah. I urge passage of the amendment because for simple reason, all you have to do is look at the status based on 2012 of our state-funded retirement plans, our teachers' retirement plans, as of 7/1/2012, were 53% funded. 53%. I remember years ago when I was at Shepherd College, and Mr. Cooper here, and probably a lot of other teachers that were teaching at the time, went on strike. And you know what we did back then? They couldn't give them raises, so they made future promises. Promises about OPEB. They're going to pay their retirement insurance as far as health insurance benefits. They were going to give them a better retirement. They were going to, but guess what? They never funded those retirements. They never funded them. A couple years ago, I can't remember the year, but we had a big influx of money into the teacher's retirement plan. Where did it come from? Tobacco settlement money. It's the only reason that we're over 50% right now. This is the right thing to do. You all talk about the future, but you're not funding the future. You haven't for years. It's one of the reasons I ran for office. I'm sick and tired of people talking about balanced budgets when they aren't balanced. Another fund, personal employee, the PERS fund, it's 77.6% funded. You can go on and on. This is the right thing to do. If you wanted to do something right, you would have let me reform the amendment. Every every one of you in here knows it's the right thing to do. You talk about over there on the other side of the aisle about doing the right thing. All of you, there's so many of us in here that are teachers. I've got a brother that's a teacher. I've got a wife that's a teacher. Only amount that counts against the budget is what you put in it. The problem is, for years you never put any money in it. I urge passage of the amendment. I do ask for the yeas and nays.
The question now is on the adoption of the amendment. The roll call has been demanded. Is the demand sustained? The demand is sustained. All those in favor of the gentleman's amendment vote green. All those opposed vote red. The clerk will prepare the machine. Has every member voted? Has every member voted? So the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the results. There being 19 ayes, 78 nays, 3 members absent not voting, less than the majority of the members present having voted in the affirmative, I declare the amendment rejected. Are there further amendments?
Hold on.
Clerk has a conference report.
Available in the clerk's office are conference committee reports on committee